the morning mix. Joining Christy Dillaway today is John Burdick.
Hey, John Burdick.
How's it
going? Thanks for joining me. And while JW's on assignment, as we say. Yeah, so this is the morning mix, April 27th. We go through what's going on for the weekend. We have local live music in the studio, and we want you to know everything that's happening in our fair town.
Everything that's going on.
And in Byron.
Everything that's safe to print.
I'm happy that you're here and that you're wide awake. You've been having a big run of shows with Follies.
Yes.
How's that going?
It's been awesome. This is my 16th one, and it is a funny, funny show.
16th year.
16th year doing them.
How many performances do you think that equals?
please don't make me do math
five.
This
How
early
many, this
in the
year
morning.
There's, what, like nine?
Yeah, this we're doing nine shows this
nine
year.
Shows,
we have three
nice.
Left, and they've been great. Park City's come out and supported the theater amazingly. And
sold out every night.
Sold out every night. It's, the biggest fundraiser for the theater. So.
Oh, for sure, because they get the revenue, the ticket revenue, and you guys all do it for free.
Exactly. It's a free love that I have. I've been doing theater my whole life and didn't know anybody when I moved to town. And actually, there was a thing in the Park Record, and they're like, hey, come out. We have a mud show, the variety show. And I met Tom Clyde, who wrote it, and have been hooked ever since.
I think that was the last time they had open auditions.
Yeah, I believe you're probably right, because that was 2001, and then we made fun of it was 2002. I made fun of the Olympics that year. And I get to play the wayward child of light.
So if this were a video reel and we did a quick highlights of all the roles you played, go ahead and say them
verbally. Okay, so we got Child of Light. I was Rick Bruff. I was Sheriff Edmonds. I got to play, the Mayan Indian in the year of the Mayan calendar.
The Valiants.
I played the Valian year. I played the main kid. Dave, I played some random local. I played Dana Williams twice. Mm-hmm. This year I am the Czar. And it is a bizarre, fun housing game show. Yeah, there's been quite a few. There was the year I was the lactose intolerance tolerant kid. So there is no shortage of craziness with this crew, and the writing is amazing. And hopefully you've gotten a chance to see it, or you get to come see it this weekend. So
I saw it. Let's see if our listeners have a chance. And I would say it's like Sundance, just because it's sold out.
Yeah.
Stand outside with, one finger in the air, maybe get a miracle.
We always want to get everybody in to see the show, because it's just so much part of this town. And, I was walking to the theater taking the bus to the theater last night. I've been really smart about doing that. I've been taking a shuttle every day, so that's perfect. And getting into town, and the town's just kind of cleared out. It's starting the mud season. And
cleared out, and yet there's a line in front of the theater. So
yeah,
that's a nice visual of a ski town.
I think that's why they started it in the first place. Yeah. Was there was nothing programmed on the stage, and it was only locals in town, and we're like, hey, let's entertain ourselves.
The Chamber, I think, asked for it.
Yep. Maybe. I know that Michi White prompted was involved
it.
In the
mm-hmm.
beginning with Tom Clyde, and they just kind of put a bunch of vignettes together, and then it's just evolved and evolved and evolved. So
it's quite ego. What do I want to say? It's kind of that. Let's move on. I can't think of the word I wanted. It was a good word.
So on today's show, we have a fun-filled show. Tell us what we got, Christy.
Our musical guest in the studio is Rick Gerber. You might know him from Bad Feather, but he's also a solo artist and a duo artist. Oh, he's got so much going on. He wrote a book. Probably film involved. We'll hear all about that. So Rick Gerber is here. He's also got a CD release event tonight. So we're going to debut some of his music on air. We're going to talk to Scott Iwasaki of the Park Record. There's this great supplement guide out right now on the newsstands called Summer Camp Parent Guide. And it's all the everything's going on for the kids. So you want to definitely look through that. Get your kids all signed up. And then we'll do weekend events at the bottom of the hour. And at 9:40, we'll talk to the Timpanogos Valley Theater Company. They're doing Hello, Dolly.
Well, hello, Dolly. We'll find out all about that.
Yeah, so stay with us.
We're going to honor an underwriter. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Whitney Ryan from Park City Mountain and proud supporter of KPCW. Park City Mountain's Epic Promise recently committed to a net zero footprint by 2030. The environment is our business. By 2030, we commit to zero net emissions, zero waste to the landfill, and a zero net operating impact to forests and habitat. More information at epicpromise.com.
All right. right, and we're back here on The Morning Mix. John Burdick and Christy Dillaway. We have Rick Gerber right here in the studio. Rick, welcome to KPCW.
Always good to be here.
Get up to that mic.
Yeah.
Performers.
Yes.
I usually condense your mics. You don't want to get too close. So.
Well, we can get close to that one.
Yeah.
So
let's do this.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and what's going on.
I just put together a solo record. I was sitting in my studio a couple months ago, and I was having a conversation with my friend Joshua Cook, who lives in San Francisco, and I kind of mentioned to him that I was thinking about doing a solo record, and he said, let's do a solo record. And so he came down from California, stayed with me for a month, and I showed him 30 of my songs, and I hired him to produce it. So I showed him 30 of my songs. He picked 12, and we went to town, and I'm releasing it tonight at the Cabin and tomorrow in Ogden at the ESL. So I'm very excited. Very excited. I'm very proud of this record. I've put out a lot of records, but never a solo record.
What's a CD release party like? It seems like there's a party to it, and there's balloons coming down from the ceiling.
It really is. It's like a bar mitzvah or a wedding or something. You know, it's everyone, you know, there's so much anticipation for it, and everyone, you know, all your friends, your family come out to support, you know, as opposed to just playing gigs in bars every night. You know, people just come randomly, and you know, you get fans who come, but this is the kind of thing that brings everyone together. An album release is, you know, through history has always been something special, and every album release I've ever had, I've been truly grateful to all the people who have supported me, and it's always a party.
Well, we're grateful that you're here to debut some music on air.
Always grateful to be here.
What would you like to play?
The first song, it's on the record. I'm going to do two songs off the record, and I'll do a song that I just recently wrote. This is a song I wrote for my daughter when she was about 3 or 4. She was playing in a stream by our house, and I was just so inspired, and she was so lovely. So this is called Down by the Stream. Down by the stream, by the sweetest daydream, close your eyes, rest a while. You are my child, you are my baby. When I look inside, see you, lady. And in your life, enjoy the scenery. When you look up, see me smile. La da. La da 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 da. Down by the stream, you lay sleeping while the reeds sing so serenely. You are my child, you are my baby. When I look inside, I'll see a lady. And in your life, enjoy the sunrise. Never forget, you are my child. La da 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 da. Down by the stream, you send floating tiny flowers
drift through my heart. You are my child, you are my baby. When I look inside, I see a lady. And in your life, walk upon moonbeams. When you look up, see me smile. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. La da da. La da 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 da.
Hi, this is Whitney Ryan from Park City Mountain and proud supporter of KPCW. Park City Mountain's Epic Promise recently committed to a net zero footprint by 2030. The environment is our business. By 2030, we commit to zero net emissions, zero waste to the landfill, and a zero net operating impact to forests and habitat. More information at epicpromise.com.
How have the hot new properties in town played a role in Park City's real estate market? Find out on Mountain Money. And did you know eating bugs could save the planet? Check it out on This Green Earth. And do procrastinators work best under pressure? The author of the new book, Soon, takes a look at why we put things off. So don't delay. Check out all of KPCW's public affairs shows on kpcw.org or listen live Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. right after NPR News.
All right, and we're back here on the Morning Mix. It is 18 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock, 38 degrees today. It is going to get up to 44 is what the weather is predicting, and then 73 over the weekend during the day on Saturday, Sunday 55, Monday 46. Maybe some scattered rain and snow Sunday night, it's saying, but I'm not going to say that.
Why'd you laugh at me when you...
it's like every year on my birthday, it snows, and it just is funny to me. Anyway, but you just
are you saying it's your birthday, John?
I what?
Did you let that out?
I don't.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. All right.
So we have Scott Iwasaki from the Park Record on the line.
I dumped him. Let me get him back again.
While I intro. So right now on the newsstands, the Park City Parent Guide is out. It is a multi-page supplement. It sits on its own in the boxes out there, and it's free. And then this is the Summer Camps 2018 edition. It is chock full of summer camp ideas for you to put together for your kids. And I know that when it's been a few years since I had to organize camp for my son, but boy, when you're working on that, it's all about your schedule, their schedule, where the camp is, what they're interested in, and there's no shortage of amazing opportunities for kids in our town. They have never suffered from, I hope they never say they've been bored.
No, especially, I mean, the Scott's on the line now. We've got you back, Scott. Thank you for calling in.
Hi, John and Christy. Thank you for having me today.
Such a comprehensive guide.
This is an awesome guide. We're looking through it in the studio.
And, you know, in years past, we've had people from different organizations in town that have camps, and I've had them on to talk about what's coming up because I know it's, you know, parents, it's on their mind, especially now that April break is over. And I was like, if only there was a place that they were all together. And look at this. Thanks, Scott.
Oh, thank you, guys. I'm really glad you enjoyed looking through it because there's a lot of stuff here.
It must be exhaustive work because what is this like?
I mean, it's like every single
51 pages
garden
long.
Camp, and you got, you know, I mean, motherlode mining history, little miners,
right?
It's just everything. It's great.
Yeah. This year we were able to list about 29 camps, I think.
It seems like even more, but yeah, it's great. It's such a comprehensive. Encyclopedia of camps for kids.
you know, the camps are separated into three different categories. You got education camps, sports and adventure camps, and arts camps. And, you know, it's amazing for a, you know, town this size to have all of these things, all of these offerings for the kids.
What are some of the ones that you thought stood out as like, huh, that's really interesting?
Park City Sailing Association. You know, they take some kids out onto the Jordanelle, you know, with some of these sailing boats. They teach them how to sail. They teach them, you know, all the life lessons, you know, for trust and, you know, working with each other and learning to trust yourself when you're, you know, guiding this sailboat on the water. It's crazy.
I did have my son do that for a couple of years because I said, it's the ultimate luxury. You live in a mountain town and you can still know how to sail. That's pretty amazing. And they do have to learn a lot of independence because they're out on their little boat. I forget what they're called, the opties or the, I don't know, the little ones, by themselves or with one other person, and you've got to trust yourself.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I found one that you put together in here called Roll the Dice. This sounds like something. It's an ideal class for kids who like to make up their own rules. This is me. Students will design their own board game, build the board, create the pieces, and teach others how to play. I'm telling you, it's this. You have to pick this thing up.
What ages is that? Aged out?
Do we really need to
have
age
you aged
these
out,
things?
John?
Come on, I think I might have aged out.
But, you know, you think about what it is, you know, when we start working on this parent guide, you know, we send out a bunch of emails to all the different organizations that do offer summer camps. And, you know, they send us stuff in, and we look at what they have, and we edit it and put it all in. And, you know, the roll of dice, you know, things like that, the sailing, the Egyptian theaters, youth theater, you know, it's amazing, you know, all the things you have there.
Yeah, and I noticed Summit Land Conservancy has a series of camps now, and I don't remember that being offered before. Maybe that's new, or maybe I just didn't know it before.
I started putting together the parent guide about maybe 4 years ago, and Summit Land Conservancy, you know, other people have really stepped up and started offering more camps and more opportunities for the kids here.
Yeah, Summit Community Gardens has camps. I mean,
yes.
If only you could get them to garden your own house, but like let them go learn it in
start
a good
small.
Environment.
Gotta,
exactly.
At least, you know, let them. I remember
and
growing up.
And there's dog sledding camp.
Is it really?
On the back Rancho Luna Lobos, they have all sorts of dog sled training.
Yeah, it's we have, you know, some of the people that send the stuff in. You know, there's some people that don't send the stuff in, but they do, you know, advertise with us. And, you know, so in addition to the 29 camps that we have listed in there, we have all this other advertising out there that has more opportunities for kids. It's crazy. It's wonderful, actually.
I'm sensing college essay fodder here.
Really?
You know when you had to write your college essay
were
like, what have I done that's interesting? I mean, look, it starts right here with things like I went to gardening camp and I learned how to train dogs for sledding.
They've got rock school for rookies from the Utah Conservatory. So, I mean, there's some, is there any comic book stuff in here? Is there anywhere to learn how to make your own comic books?
Oh, there's a bunch of arts.
There's a bunch of art. The Kimball Arts Center, I think they used to offer a comic book.
Animation Creation. Here it is.
Animation Creation. There it is, yeah.
Yep. August 13th to the 17th, 9 a.m. to noon. Right there.
You know, with Infinity Wars opening today, wow. It's going to be a really big, big, cool camp.
It'd be the inspiration. You just go to the film, and then you're like, okay, I can do that. And then all of a sudden, Disney hires you, and you've got a whole career. It's
there
perfect.
You go. One of the things I do want to talk about is on page 50, you know, not only do we list summer camps, but we also have a guide for parents. I mean, this is basically a guide for parents, but there's a story that our education writer, Carolyn Weber, wrote, and it's identifying the signs of substance abuse. And the parent guide is not just about summer camps. It also gives tips, you know, and raises awareness, you know, for these parents who, you know, obviously love their kids but want to know what's going on and how to recognize certain danger signs.
Yeah.
I do. I'm just glancing at that, and it says, like, parents should keep track of their kid's Amazon account. When your kid gets home from school before you do and they're eager to get the mail, That's
a sign?
Yeah, because it's so easy to order off Amazon.
Right.
And they have their own account. Yeah, definitely check into that. Well, yeah, it's a great resource. It's on the newsstands. It's in the boxes, right, where all the
Yeah, how do we pick this up if we're listening right now and we don't have the thing in front of us? Where do I get it?
You know, anywhere where there's newsstands, you know, the Park Record has a bunch. I mean, it's free, too. You can just pick them up anytime from the Park Record offices or on the newsstands by the post office, you know, other places. I think Swan Eco Center has some, and different organizations do as well.
And it stays on the newsstands all summer, or how long is this out?
Yeah, it stays on this all summer until, you know, the summer's over. And so, you know, there is still time to register for these. You know, some of them will fill up. So, you know, the sooner the better. But some of the camps are open, you know, until they're full. And sometimes they don't get full until the midsummer or towards the late summer.
And off the top of your head, I remember that when my son was 5, there was a very limited number of places he could go for a full day. Is there anything, mm-hmm. any of those that you're
jumps out
off the
you?
Top of your yeah. head that, you know, you could direct a parent to? Because when they're too young, it's and you're still working, that was a challenge.
Right, right. The full day, you know, the Basin Rec has full day. The Summit Community Gardens, you know, they partner with Basin Rec, so they have half day at the gardens, and then they go and take them to Basin Rec and they spend the rest of the day there. I think Deer Valley Adventure Camp, they have both half day and full day, as well as, I believe, let's see, Peak Adventures. No, yeah. That's actually education camp.
Well, I could see Deer Valley because they already have a child care setup that they do all the time.
Sure.
So, and a school, I think. So they're probably set up to do that. And yeah. another thing as a parent was the pickup and drop off ability. Where is it located to where you work and how easy is it to get in and out?
Right.
So
yeah.
that's a pretty easy one.
Do they have people yeah. like directing you with the you couldn't park for any dropping off the kids? There's
no.
some kind of police girl that just steps, you know, stops
no.
your car.
No.
You see that in movies all the time. You know.
Oh, that's at school.
Oh,
at
okay.
school they do that. Yeah,
yeah. That.
But not with the camp. Camp's
yeah.
a little more free form. You just kind of let the yeah. kids just go flying towards the mountain.
A little more free form, but you know, you park, you pick them up. Yeah.
Okay.
But on a Wednesday, you're right there. When you go pick your kid
yeah.
up from camp, you're right there with your picnic to go sit on the lawn.
Wow.
Yep.
this happened, Christy? This is your...
This may have happened. Absolutely. Yeah. Parents need a little recreation, too. Well, Scott, thanks
yeah.
again for joining us, and thanks for putting this such a great resource together. Thank you for the Park Record. I guess it's not just you, but...
So get
excellent.
It now, the Park City Parents Summer Camp Guide. It is out. It will be in the stands over by the post office here in town, I'm sure. Anywhere at Park Record or any of our major or minor grocery stores. So... So pick it up today. Scott, thanks so much. Have a great weekend. I take it you're going to see the film tonight. Is that your plan?
Yeah, tonight we'll probably go Sunday. You know, Sunday morning there's no one there.
Oh, okay.
Even the Blockbuster. So I'm going to go home and watch Civil War tonight and get myself prepped.
Yeah, awesome. Well, we'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much. We're going to honor some underwriters, and we will be right back.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
G'day, this is Ian from Campos Coffee, proud supporters of KPCW. Thank you for an incredible winter. We will be closed at the Park City Mountain Resort until summer. But never fear, we are opening our Salt Lake City Roastery and Kitchen in downtown Salt Lake City, using ethically sourced coffees and our full Australian-inspired cafe menu. More information at camposcoffee.com.
Hello, this is Reese DeMille with Republic Services, your local recycling and garbage pickup provider and a proud sponsor of KPCW's This Green Earth. Garbage and recycling containers should be placed at the curb before 7 a.m. on your scheduled collection day. Keep Summit County green. SummitCounty.org/recycle.
Now you know what that means, the music for our weekend of fun events for what's going on in and around town.
Park City High School Theater presents The Crucible tonight and Saturday night at the Black Box Theater at the high school. Tickets are on sale at the door or in advance from the link you'll find on their Facebook event page.
You can join the Park City Gallery Stroll. It's a free event for you art lovers and parents with young kids who want to get out and get them interested in art. Also, you can sip on some wine and nibble an appetizer or two. The Gallery Association puts on this event each month and it's welcome to the community at large, into large galleries for a fun night of art appreciation.
Park City Film Series is showing The Death of Stalin tonight and tomorrow night at 8 and Sunday at 6. That is at the Jim Santee Auditorium.
At the Kimball Arts Center, you have Wasatch Back Student Art Show opening tonight with a free public reception from 5 to 7 p.m. And then the annual Wasatch Back Student Art Show showcases the artwork of aspiring young artists grades K through 12 living in Wasatch and Summit counties.
That's always a really cool thing to go to, and take your kids to that too, so they feel like all art is worthy and can be on the wall. It's really nice. The Timpanogos Valley Theater is staging Hello Dolly with performances Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and Monday this week, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday next week. They will be on our 9:40 guests, so we'll hear more about that.
You can check out the Heber Valley Railroad running the rock and roll train tonight, departing from the station at 7 p.m. It's got music, trivia, prizes, and a two-hour themed train ride.
Also in the Heber Valley, check out the Utah Barrel Racing Association's UBRA Spring Futurity event. That's Friday through Sunday this weekend. Over 400 entries will race over the three-day competition.
Barrel racing is a blast. I remember when I first moved to Utah.
Were you a barrel racer?
I was not, but I was very, very impressed. All right, what's up for live music and entertainment this weekend? Rick Gerber, who's in studio. You'll get to hear a little sampling of what he might be playing at the cabin tonight. And then we have Sounds Like Teen Spirit at the Spur tonight.
Saturday, Swatter Eco Center offers Saturday morning hikes. These start now and they run through the summer. Those are on the preserve with a wetlands guide. The tours are free for members or just $5 for locals.
And then there's Volunteer Day, a launch party for Park City Sailing out at the Jordanelle Reservoir. Show up, help set up for summer sailing. Food and drinks will be provided.
They gotta lure you in with that free food and drinks. I wanted to tell you that I did there's the B-17 bomber, it's the Liberty Foundation's The Madras Maiden is the name of the plane. Yeah, and it's down at the Salt Lake Private Airport, and they're doing paid flights. You get on the plane, you get an orientation, and then it's like a half-hour flight over the Salt Lake Valley in this old B-17. And they had a media flight on Monday, and I got to go on a
flight. So you were on a B-17 bomber.
And the whole front, you know, where there's like the machine gun, whatever, and the bomb drop, it's all glass. And so I was like lying on that with just this cone of glass as we flew around Salt Lake Valley. And then in the back, you cross through the cockpit area and the torpedo bay. Uh-huh. There's a little bridge across that. And in the back galley, there was an open space in the ceiling of the plane where a turret used to be.
Uh-huh.
But it's completely open. I stuck my head out into the air. My hair's blowing like crazy. I'm looking at the tail out over the valley. It was really cool. So wanted to mention that if you want to check it out.
That's amazing.
Go to just Google the Liberty Foundation B-17 flights in Salt Lake and you'll find that. Also, there is the hazardous waste collection tomorrow at Canyons from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And live music tomorrow, Tribe of I is at the cabin and Pixie and the Party Grass Boys are at the Spur.
And Sunday, the Swanner Eco Center is offering the first of four birding tours. A 7 a.m. excursion will view and identify residents and migratory birds.
Resident and migratory birds.
Oh, okay. Maybe the residents are birds. Who knows?
They are.
Okay, so wear hiking boots and be prepared for uneven, soggy ground. Swanner will provide binoculars, or you can bring your own. Registration is required at swannerecocenter.org.
And then the concert announcement this week, the St. Regis Bright Nights concert lineup was announced Wednesday. They're finding their new venue, and it's going to be, drumroll, out at Quinn's Junction.
Quinn's Junction.
Yeah, lots of parking, great space, city property. So the tickets go on sale today to the Park City Institute members and sponsors, and then to all public on Tuesday, May 1st. And some of the artists include Bruce Hornsby, Grace Potter, and Los Lonely Boys. And you can find their full schedule at their website.
Great.
Yeah. Hey, let's kick it back over to Rick Gerber. He's sitting here so intently, ready to play us another debut song.
Another debut
song,
possibly?
We love debuts on the radio.
This is actually really a debut song. It's a song that I wrote. I write a lot of songs, and I just leave them sitting. And this is called On the Far Side, and it's one of the songs that I just happened to show Joshua, my producer, and he really liked it. I'm really excited for it on the album because, you know, we decided it's kind of a bluesy song, but on the album it's got some really cool production and weird sounds in it because, you know, we wanted to take it to the far side. So, but you're going to get the blues version here. And while I was sitting here, I thought of a new intro. So.
On the far side of tonight, there's a distant shadow, let it shed light. It stays hidden, but it ain't so hard to find, hard to find, hard to find. Yeah. On the far side of truth, where songs are sang just for you, there's a station and it comes through. Yes, it do. It come through. Yes, it do. On the far side of time, deepest desires quote in line. Read the signs, they lead you back down a hill. Yes, it will, right back down a hill. Mm-hmm. On the far side, on the far side, on the far side. Far side of time, deepest desires caught in lines. They'll lead the signs that lead you back down the hill. Yes, it will, back down the hill. On the far side of your reach, like an idea without a seed, it waters every weed until it flowers in the spring. Summer flame is just that kind of thing. Yeah. On the far side of your gas, cold equations are such a mess. Linger long, simply to waste time, and make up your mind. No one's standing in your way. You better make up your mind. Yeah, make up your mind this time. Yeah. On the far side, on the far side, on the far side.
Beth here, owner of Peak Art and Frame, longtime supporters of KPCW. At Peak Art and Frame, we carry a wide variety of framing options, and our design staff can help with any project for your home, office, or gallery. Open Monday through Saturday and located in the Walmart Shopping Center, 649-0801 or peakartandframe.com.
Support for KPCW comes from Squatter's Roadhouse Grill and Pub, offering weekend brunch with traditional menu items such as Eggs Benedict and French Toast, as well as Midday Marys and Mimosas. On-site parking available. Squatter's, good for what ails you. Squatter's.com.
Valley Behavioral Health is a local nonprofit and proud supporter of KPCW. We are your community behavioral health center and provide a broad range of services, including individual, family, couples, and group therapy for mental health and substance abuse. We serve all ages in all of Summit County. Please check out our website at valleycares.com or 649-8347 for more information.
Welcome back to the Morning Mix. It is 9:41, and we have Tippinogas Theater in the theater.
Tippinogas Valley Theater.
Sorry, Tippinogas Valley Theater.
Based over in Heber, and they are putting on Hello Dolly. Wait, you wanted to say it in the
Hello
right phrasing.
Hello Dolly.
There you go.
Why aren't you in our show?
Because I'm doing a show.
He's in a show. So with us, we have Christy Moulton. She's the choreographer of the show, and Haley Peterson, who's in the chorus. And Haley's 14. So I love the idea that there are opportunities for young actors and actresses throughout the county. And welcome to our show. And tell us a little bit about what you've got going on. Christy, why don't you take that?
Thanks for having us. Yeah, we just opened last night. We had a fantastic opening night, and we're running again tonight and tomorrow and next week. So we're excited to be here and hope that a lot of people come see the show.
Awesome. What inspired you to pick Hello Dolly as a show?
You know, I had nothing to do with that. That's the board of directors that does that. They asked my husband, Nathan, he's the director, and then he asked me to choreograph it. So we didn't have anything to do with the choice of it, but what a fantastic musical.
It's a fun
one. But it's getting so much publicity already because Bette Midler's bringing it back to Broadway.
Yeah, Bette Midler was on Broadway, and she just got replaced with Bernadette Peters.
I thought it went the other way. But I thought, maybe you know, John, you've got a lot of background in theater. I thought that there were restrictions on when any play could be produced based on when it left Broadway or something like that.
It depends on the size of your theater, whether you're a classification, what you are classification-wise. And then, of course, as long as you pay your royalties, you can put it on.
Yeah.
So,
you know, the Hale Center Theater in Orem just did it a couple months ago, so it's circulating around. But it's such a fun... Everyone in the family can enjoy it, and you know it's kind of one of the more old-timey musicals, but it's so funny. My goodness, it's so funny, and it's just got these great classic, just great harmonies, great dancing. It really is such a fun show for the whole family.
And who do you play in the show?
So I am just in the ensemble, and it's a really fun experience because I get to work with Christy, who is seriously the best choreographer ever.
Ever. Oh my God.
Yeah, sure. And
she has to say that because I gave her a ride here.
You don't want to get you don't get left here, and then you have to walk back to the theater.
She's not supposed to know. But yeah, it's a really fun experience, and I got to meet a ton of fun people from doing this. So.
Nice. Have you done other shows at this theater?
Yeah, I've done two other shows in their youth program before.
And now you love it. You're hooked. You got the bug.
Yeah, for sure. TVT is a great place to learn new things and to meet amazing people who are just so much fun to be around, and everyone's so talented, and it's a really great experience.
Let's give our listeners a little bit better idea of where the theater is, what kind of programs and other shows. I think there's some auditions coming up for upcoming.
Sure. Yeah, the theater is actually located. I have to look it up here since I just.
Well, it's right there on.
It's right there on Main Street.
And Center,
it's
yeah.
90 North, 100 West in Heber, and it's in the historic Heber Social Hall. So it's actually a really cool old building. It's been there for forever. My husband's grandparents actually had their wedding reception there. It used to just be a dance social hall, and I've been told that it was famous because it was one of the only spring dance floors in the whole area, and so everyone would come. I know, it's a big deal, right?
Gives you a good kick in your step.
So it's a fun building. They've been doing a lot of renovations to it. It looks really great, and yeah, we have a lot of shows coming up. They have some youth programs. That's our Art Smarts summer shows. They're Schoolhouse Rock and Cinderella. They're auditioning for that in just a couple weeks. And then later in the summer, we're doing As You Like It, which is a Shakespeare, and then Lend Me a Tenor in the fall. So always something going on, something for all ages. I feel like we're a real community theater. It's all 100% volunteer, the set building, the behind the scenes, everyone on stage, but we're just like a family, and it's super fun.
That's great. And you have a website where I can get that schedule?
We do. It's Tempe Valley Theater with an R-E .com.
So. Oh, the English way of spelling theater.
You always have to know how to spell theater.
Theatra. And we're also on Facebook and Instagram, and so you can follow us any of those places.
And you choreograph outside of the Timpanogos Theater?
I do. My main job is I choreograph all the musicals for Wasatch High School, which is where I first met Haley last year with Mary Poppins. So it's my favorite thing to do. We love it. We have a lot of fun.
That's great. And your dancing has just been completely raised up here by working with her?
Yeah. So I did competitive dancing for a long time, and then I started doing theater, and then I met Christy, and I'm like, okay, this is really cool, and I really want to do more things with her because she's just awesome, and I've really learned a lot from her.
Haley's golden. We can make her do anything. I was just telling her on the way here that whenever I don't know what to do with a spot of choreography, I say, oh, Haley will figure something out there. So.
And Haley, do you think that the being involved in theater and dance has lifelong impacts that it's giving you of being able to stand up on a stage and present?
For sure.
Talk a little bit about
that. So I have been doing competitive dancing since I was basically 3. And wow. I went to a performing arts preschool where I learned some dancing there. And then I continued doing that until one day I just kind of like discovered the theater world. And I'm like, oh, this is cool. And it also has dance in it. So I kind of just fell in love with musical theater and the idea of like being on the big stage and getting all that. It really gives me a ton of confidence to be able to do these kind of things.
How big an audience is it? How large is the theater?
That's a good question. I think we have about 200 seats. Huh. It's a pretty small theater, 150 maybe around there. I don't know. Someone in the background at TVT is probably screaming in their heads at me right now. Right.
It gives us
number,
a perspective. Is it 70 or 400? Right. You know. Yeah.
It's a pretty small theater, so there really isn't a bad seat in the house. You know, it's nice and intimate, and we've got a live orchestra.
There's a pit and everything.
We don't have a pit. They're kind of off, but you can see them. It's great.
You get to see them while they're part of the show.
Yeah, so. And that's fun, especially for Hello Dolly, because it's kind of that big band style music. So it's fun to see them there, and live music adds such a fun element to the show. So, but we have such a great time. We're such a family oriented. I think we're all family behind the scenes, and that's why we keep coming back and doing all these crazy things.
That's great. Haley, do you have a favorite song in the show?
My favorite is probably either Hello Dolly or Dancing.
Okay.
So
we got to look for you. Are you in both of those numbers?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
So one of the really fun things about this show is that it's a pretty small cast, but, you know, she says I'm just in the ensemble, but the ensemble is huge. I mean, there's so many dance numbers in this production that the ensemble has just as important a role as the leads, because everyone's on stage probably 80% of the time. So
who does your costuming? Because I got to imagine with Hello Dolly, the costumes are pretty fabulous.
Yes. You know, our lead, Mary Eckersley, she actually, her mother had some really extensive theater costuming experience. So she created all of the Dolly costumes, and they are fabulous, out of this world. And then the rest of our costuming, we also have an in-house costumer, and Freya, she's been doing a great job, and we you know, collect costumes over the years and make the ones that we need to. And
we borrowed some from Wasatch High School.
Borrow some, yeah. Community theater, you do what you can and find what you can, and they look great.
Well, thank you so much for coming in and telling everyone about the Timpanogos Valley Theater production of Hello Dolly. It runs Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
No,
not
okay. I thought that was weird.
It's tonight and Saturday. So Friday, Saturday. Next week it's Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday.
Well, that's where I was going.
There you go.
Oh, Friday. Oh, I didn't. There was no Sunday. The Sunday did surprise me. Okay. So Friday, Saturday, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday.
Yes.
And you can get tickets on their website, Tempe Valley Theater. Just Google it. Mm-hmm. And
with an R-E.
Or at the door. Mm-hmm. Right there in the center of Heber. So great for bringing some arts to the downtown corridor of Heber City. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks
and we will
us.
Be
right back. Thank you.
Experience the evocative music of Don Quixote with Also Sprach Zarathustra, featuring the famous sunrise fanfare you'll immediately recognize from Stanley Kubrick's 2001 A Space Odyssey. Don Quixote and Zarathustra, May 4th and 5th at Abravanel Hall. For tickets starting at $21, visit utahsymphony.org. Utah Symphony is a nonprofit organization supporting KPCW.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided in part by Long Reimer Weiniger Bepler, Estate Planning, Family Law, lrw-law.com. Fred Marshall Painting, painting Park City's home since 1974, fredmarshallpainting.com, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and listeners like you.
All right, and we're back, and you're listening to The Morning Mix with Christy and John, and we have a Rick in the studio, Rick Gerber, who is playing tonight at the cabin.
The CD release party.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I swear balloons are going to drop out of the ceiling.
I hope so.
It's a surprise.
It's a surprise. Might not be a very cabin-esque kind of thing to do.
Yeah.
It'd be hard to get. I mean, it's
we nice. Could only get pink balloons, so I opted out, actually.
Oh, there, yeah. They were probably on sale. Yes. You're kind of a resident performer there, right? Is that your
I have a residency, residency there. I've been playing there every Wednesday dueling pianos and in the mud season, the Rick Gerber request line for 4 years now. John and Heidi and Junior, for some reason, believe in me, and they.
What is the Rick Gerber request line?
So I get up there with my acoustic guitar and I take requests, and no matter what it is, I try to do it, and you know, 9 out of 10 times.
Even if you just make it up. If
well,
you're
if,
never
if
even
it's
heard of it.
What I'll do is I'll stand back and I'll listen to a bar of a chorus or of a verse, and just play it. Most of the time, I can do it. I've been doing this for a long time.
That's awesome.
You know what I think would be funny though is if you had one stock song. And then when you didn't know the song they wanted, you played your song and just changed the words.
Oh, I've
and it would
that.
Sound the same every
do
time.
Those, I do those kind of things. I mean, there are certain songs that I'll make fun of if I get them requested. And, you know, it's fun. It's really loose, and it's a really good time.
So every Wednesday. I love just the title, the Rick Gerber request line.
I think that was Junior's idea.
Hilarious.
Junior. That's great.
And then you have some other iterations of your musicality. You do a duo, right?
I do a duo with Jillian Chase, The Bookends, and I do a cover band called The Nightcaps, and I'm also playing in a Pink Floyd tribute at the moment with Riley McDonald from Advent Horizon.
What's that one called?
Pigs Over the Horizon.
Ah.
It's really cool. I unfortunately took the mantle of Rick Wright on the keys, and it is hard. but Bad Feather is my bread and butter, my main band, and now I have this band, the Rick Gerber Band, where I'm doing all my original music, aside from the other original music that I've written with bands.
And then I alluded to a movie project. Was I wrong? No, you did write a book.
No, I just finished a novel. It's a 600-page novel, a fantasy novel called The Greatest Story Never Told. And my aunt, who is one of my heroes, she's just a lovely lady. She's a published writer in Japan, and she's helping me edit. I'm on my third edit of 600 pages. I was in the coffee house at 7 in the morning doing this before I came here. So
I saw something recently. It was like it was about a writer, and the video of it was someone typing the manuscript, typing it out. And I just think, oh my God, can you imagine if you were typing it and then correcting it and then going back and editing it? And remember, it wasn't that long ago.
I started writing it in shorthand. In a book, in a paper book, and then I would move it over to the computer, and it was just too much. And then I started writing it on my computer and on my phone. I got this writing app on my phone, and I'd be standing in line, and the story would come into my head, and I would just start writing.
Do you write your music on your phone too? A lot of musicians say that it's
these
all
days
on their
I
phone.
Do. I usually carry a Moleskine, which is an old book that like Kerouac and you know all the great writers carried. I carry those, but you know it's harder to remember to put them into the computer, into the cloud. So I've had to embrace technology. When my car was stolen, all my books, I used to only write on paper. I just shunned computers, and all my books were stolen. So I can't really take that chance again. But thank you for asking me about my book. That means a lot to me.
No,
I'm just so impressed.
Oh, well, thank you.
And I'm impressed that you're a rock star and you're up at 7 in the morning.
Every day. I run every day at 6. So.
Wow.
Then I wake up at about 7 and it resets me. I'm up at 6, awake at 7.
Well, tell us about the next song you're going
to
play.
I just wanted to, do you mind if I throw a thank you out to the people from my record?
Do it.
Okay, well, Junior Richards, most of all, because he is my manager and he is my inspiration and he has believed in me since day one. I don't know why, but he does and he just helps me keep my things together. And Joshua Cook for coming down and producing it, and all the musicians, like all these musicians just showed up. Steven Baldine, Lonnie Blanton, Jeremy Whiteside, Sarah DeGraw, Dave Mealy, Riley McDonald, Ashley Kay, Jeff Crosby, Junior Richard, Dylan Rowe, Rob Leo, Tommy Fullen, Nick Fishman, Ryan Anthony, and Nick G, William Sangster, and Wim Becker are all on this record. Summer Ivy and Jillian Chase. Thank you so much, you guys. This record is so means so much to me, and it comes from my heart. And this next song is called The Shape of Things to Come Undone. I wrote it a few weeks ago, and I believe it's kind of, I'm really good at giving advice, but I'm really bad at taking my own advice. And so this is a song about taking your own advice and just letting go and getting on. So The Shape of Things to Come Undone. When all your reasons fall to pieces, you're so inclined to pick them up. Far beyond there is a season where you can't seem to get enough. When all your love is on empty, your innovations, they fly south. Broken wings, uncertain things bring you tidings you don't need. That's the time for reflection. That's the time for resolve. That's the time for inclination. Time is never too far off. All your inclinations mingle with fear, and you're high, but you're down. Another drink, just beyond the brink. You may think no one loves you, but I do. When the world is cool and forgetful, people hide their eyes behind certainty. Time has got you where it wants you, and it looks like there's no way out. That's the time for reflection. Take the time to stumble on. That's the road that you've been given. Find your way and carry on. That's the time for reflection. That's the time to render doubt. That's the time for redemption. Now's the time to figure it out. When your books are all but empty, and the clock's hands flip you off. When your boat is sinking, and your shoes are made of stone. You're heading south without a compass. Realize you're heading north. There's a light that you keep hidden. Like a lantern, you turn it off. If we don't use what we've been given, then we truly must be lost.
Beautiful.
All right, Rick.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being on the show.
It's a pleasure, always. You guys,
I want to thank our sponsors for today's show: Campos Coffee, Squatters Roadhouse Grill and Wasatch Brew Pub, Utah Symphony and Utah Opera, Peak Art and Frame, San Francisco Design, Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Utah Properties, and Park City Mountain. You can find us on Facebook at KPCW Morning Mix, email us at morningmix@kpcw.org, or listen to our archive show online at kpcw.org under the Shows tab. We have fresh tracks that are going to be playing today after the show, every hour at the top of the hour from 10 a.m. until 11 p.m. There'll be a new song added to our playlist. Well, it's on as a temporary.
Yep.
So you got to let us
Daryl
know how
Hall
you feel about
and John
it.
John Oates and Train are kicking it off for the 10 o'clock hour with Emily. So
you can
stay
comment
tuned
on Facebook. You can on the
on
KPCW
the website
page.
As well.
Yeah.
Hey,
and on the website.
You're listening to KPCW 91.7 FM. Here's NPR.